They had white blood in them. And, but I don't know what their names were now. They naturally carried their mother's name. That's the way they usually do. And her name was Charity, his grandmother.
What about his father?
Yes, Roy. Your father now, what about him? What was his first name? Willis.
Willis. Was he born?
Where was he born, Roy? In Louisiana.
He was born in Louisiana,
because he's told me that, in Louisiana. But he's dead. He's been dead before I married him, and we've been married 53 years.
God. I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. Could you sort of make a sketch of the floor plan and, you know, the names of the rooms and everything?
Wait, precious darling, no, my daughter could draw. She really is an architect, but I'm not. I'm going to tell you, this lot was 50 by 150 feet deep. And there were two houses on there. My mother bought a house and my grandmother bought a house. There were three rooms in my mother's home. Now, the house my grandmother bought, she sold that house. And I don't remember that house too well because she sold it, and I guess I was too small to remember it. But I did see it after I grew up. She sold it to an old lady by the name of Aunt Betty Steen. But you know, old people are so superstitious. My grandmother evidently had high blood pressure. And she said every time she'd go in that house, her head would hurt her. And what she used to do is set a bucket of water out in the yard at night, and then early the next morning she'd pour that cold water over her head. Well, you see, I think that was high blood pressure, but those old people didn't know anything about it, and I don't know much about it yet.
These three rooms, you said your mother had?
My mother had, there was three rooms in my mother's house.
How was it arranged? Just one right behind the other?
No, darling. Mm-mm. There was a front porch here, all the way across the front. Mm-hmm. You one front door, and you get in that room. That was a pretty big room. Then you turn to the left, and there was another door, and you go into one room. Mm-hmm. But this big room you walk into first, you go like you're going out that door, and that would be the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. What was the big room called?
Oh, honey, I don't know.
What was it used for?
Well, we'd sleep in it. We never had no living room. No, we, I guess, had glad to have a shelter to sleep under. No, we'd sleep in that room. We slept in all of them, you see.
The room to the left of that was?
A bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about this house now? Could you sort of describe?
That house?
This house here that you live in.
Oh, my. Well, let me tell you, I've just been out here since the county bought my home up on Tonkers. I wished I could show you, but it might take up too much of your time. I have a picture of my home that we built, a brand new house up on Tonkers, and there was eight rooms in it, and it was a nice home.
Mm-hmm. How was it designed?
We had a nice big front porch. Mm-hmm. And then it had two posts on each side. The post was wide like that. And then on top of that, the flat, this, there was another smaller post to go up in squares about that wide. Mm-hmm. And then you'd walk, I had two front doors. Mm-hmm. And you'd walk in the first door to the, just to the first door would be a bedroom. The door to the left would be my living room and dining room and kitchen. And
behind
the living room.